One of the undistinguished urges is cheap closure now. One of the undistinguished urges is cheap closure now. When you are looking for something through a filter, you'll see nothing else but what the filter allows you to see. Your filter is most likely your worldview. When you see a problem, you immediately look for a solution. It is human nature to do that. But the nature of reality is that every solution comes with a cost. And often the cost is a bigger problem that will plague humanity with huge problems. One of the worldviews that will match this urge, cheap closure now, is the worldview that says, it's not worth it. Not worth investing the time and the energy to look deeply and plan out a solution or a path, to do the work, to do anything. And then, like the fleas in my office, jump to anything that is warmer than the air. And if I am lucky, it's not my ankles. But the soapy water I put down as a trap. They jump and they perish. Today's the predominant worldview is that. It's not worth sitting down and enjoying the food, the company, the cool breeze. It's not worth learning to cook. Learning a skill? Ditto, it's not worth doing anything that takes time and effort. It's not worth contemplating anything. It is not worth doing the hard work of thinking. And you can add your own it's not worth it ideas. I bet you have a bunch. Some people just can't see it's worth it until they see it. With them it is up to me to inspire them, so they can see it. Others, the majority, won't even look. They don't think anything is worth it. Especially if it can be gotten without work, without effort, without investment. People who never amount to much, people who need to be told what to do, i.e. they have a job, have this in spades. Because if it is not worth it, then the person won't be inspired to do it, their spirit is dead or plays possum. And, of course, the nature of reality is that what you really want is on the other end of effort, effort over time, and not instant. In fact, we humans never appreciate anything instant. When I say appreciate, I go to the root of the word, consider it precious, i.e. value it. In fact, humanity as a whole has no capacity at present to value anything, or to even see that they could. You don't value yourself, you don't value your time, you don't value the other person. Just imagine yourself walking up the steps. Do you value the steps? You don't. You take it for granted. But without the steps you wouldn't have access to upstairs, or wherever the steps go. But then you don't appreciate, you don't value where you got upstairs either. Interestingly, the DNA capacity is called respect. That simply means, after you looked once, you suspect that there is something there to see, and you look again. Now deeper. With a different attitude. To value. To appreciate. And to really see what's there. No one looks twice, or when they do, they have the already always attitude that they know. That there is nothing there. Arrogance. It is not just a DNA capacity, it is also a worldview. And a habit. 47% of the people who I send an email every day never miss an email. Out of those 20% are participating. The 80% say, it is worth reading an article, but it is not worth to do anything with it. It won't do anything for me, or won't take me instantly where I want to go. What number in the soul correction does that most likely? My bet is on the number 3. But then again, number 2 is also suspect, because number 2, as a rule, doesn't want to give as much as they want to get. They insist on doing less. Maybe much less. Maybe nothing. As you can tell, I am on a journey to ferret out the numerological aspect of soul correction. In the eventually happening, I hope, new soul correction workshop, I'll teach what I find out. In the meantime, if you are ambitious, if you think it's worth investing a few hours in finding out what works against you and what you want, i.e. your soul correction, you can buy the recorded version of the old soul correction workshop. If you do, I also throw in a live session for free. It is a session where I'll test some of my theories with the people present. I bet we'll find some fun facts. The deadline for this is August 24th. Get the soul correction workshop. From August 25th you won't be able to buy it at all.